What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton gets a coveted endorsement. Testifying to Clinton's grit and experience, President Barack Obama endorsed his former Secretary of State's bid to succeed him and urged Democrats to line up behind her. The long-expected endorsement was delivered via web video.
So I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
Well, the endorsement was part of a carefully orchestrated campaign aimed at easing Clinton rival Bernie Sanders toward the exit and turning fully to the fight against Republican Donald Trump. Sanders emerged from a meeting with the president, saying he was committed to that effort.
Donald Trump would clearly, to my mind, and I think the majority of Americans, be a disaster as president of the United States.
Trump reacted to that and more on Twitter by mocking President Obama's endorsement of the presumptive Democratic nominee. Scientists say the monstrous El Niño weather pattern is dead after 15 months. Defined by warmer than average Pacific Ocean water, it was one of the three strongest El Niños on record and was linked to crop damage, fires, and flash floods over the past year. In the U.S., it did deliver much-needed rain and snow to California, but failed to end the state's four-year drought. Americans' household wealth rose in the first 3 months of this year as home values increased, offsetting a drop in stock prices. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 19 points. The S&P 500 was off 3, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 16. You're listening to VOA.